So we're going to start out tonight just with a little centering exercise, and we'll start most of the classes with a centering exercise. Again, if you need to be more comfortable sitting, you're welcome to sit up higher. If this isn't getting you high enough with your hips on just your bolster, we have a little trick that we can use with these blocks. These blocks, you can make a little bench with both of them, two and two, and sit up on that. It's a little higher and a little more sturdy. Okay. And I'd like for us to start with just a simple sounding exercise. Chanting traditionally in yoga practice is done to help get you centered and grounded. We're just going to be chanting Om. And Om is just a seed sound. It's said that Om is the vibration at which all matter is actually resonating. So as we chant that together, it helps us to kind of all come together in the spirit of what we're getting ready to do. Okay, and the topic for tonight is actually yoga for healing. So it's going to be a real basic kind of class. Right. So when we chant Om, Om is actually made up of three different sounds. It's an ah sound, an oo, a u long u sound, and a mm sound. Okay. So if you feel comfortable doing this, let's bring our hands together. This is the Anjali Mudra. It's kind of the what we normally do at the end of class, but we'll do it at the beginning today. And we're going to chant ah three times. And when you chant, you want to try to feel it in your body. Wherever the sound is resonating because of your vocal cords, you're going to feel it in your throat, but you'll feel it somewhere in your torso as well. So with the hands held over the heart, take a nice deep breath in, and we'll say ah all together. Ah. Good. Inhale again. Ah. And one more time. Ah. And then three of the ooh sound. And you may notice this is the ooh is a different feeling in the body. Ah, where did you feel ah? And maybe in the upper part of the chest? The shoulder? Yeah, the stomach?
More in my sternum.
In your sternum, yeah, yeah. So it tends to be kind of right at the heart usually. Where it goes, it's a little bit of the different vowels have different locations. So we'll do three oohs. So as you take your breath in, again, hands to the heart. Take an abdomen and then just say ooh. Ooh. And then mm, again, it's going to have a different place. So just like you're humming. Okay, so three of those. Nice big breath in. Mm. In your throat? Anyone feel it in their head? Yeah. Kind of in the brain? Yeah. So when we do Om, it's just those three sounds together. So as you breathe, you may have also noticed that when you were chanting that it slows your breath down. It slows the exhalation down because you're making a constriction in the throat to make the sound. So it makes that exhale really slow, which is one of the reasons that chanting is really calming. So when we do the Om, you want to give about a third of your exhale to the ah, the second third of your exhale to the ooh, the third third of the exhale to the mm. Okay, so let me do it once for you, and it sounds like, kind of like this. Okay, let's try that three times together. Okay, nice big inhale through the belly. Ah. then just keep the hands at the heart. And I'd like for you to take just a moment to set for yourself an intention for our time together. And this is something that we'll work with throughout the 8 weeks. We call it a Sankalpa. And it's usually an I am, an I will, I can, I have, some present tense type statement beginning with I. And we can set it through a couple of different mental steps. Okay, so if you can just keep the eyes closed for a moment, begin to think of the absolute best possible outcome for your current situation. Even if this doesn't seem possible, we're going to really hold that positive outcome in mind. And as you hold it there, there's a natural tendency of the mind to bring up doubt. And there's a natural tendency of the mind to bring up fear. But we just keep coming back to this best possible outcome. And as those doubts and those fears begin to arise in the mind, see yourself overcoming them. See yourself visualize the steps that you need to take for yourself to make that happen, whatever those steps might be. And hold that idea in the heart. Just allow a statement to be born of this process. An I am, I can, I have, whatever I present tense wish that you're going to create for yourself that we'll use during sometimes meditation in class. We usually try to state it in the beginning of class as well. And make it something easy that you can remember. And the way that the Sankalpa works is as you repeat it to yourself, it's like planting a seed deep, deep within the mind to bring about this transformation. And then I'd like for you to mumble it. We're going to put it out into the world. Say it. You don't have to say it loudly. You can just whisper it to yourself 3 times. And then you're going to state it silently 3 times. Okay, so whenever you're ready, you can, it doesn't have to be with that anyone else can hear, just whisper it to yourself 3 times. And then again 3 times silently. Good. And then let's take a nice big breath in. And if the shoulders will allow you to do this, let's just make a V with the arms. Like we're releasing that into the energy of the room. Breathe into the space of the heart. And if the arms are uncomfortable in this position, bring them down a little bit more. Good. Good. And then relax the hands onto the knees. Very nice. Now, you're welcome to write that down if you think you're going to forget it. You can write it in your notebook. Okay. So we're going to start then, if you need, and always when we sit for a long time, we won't usually sit this long, but you're welcome to change how your legs are. Other options are to sit with your legs out. You can change the way your legs are crossed. Sometimes sitting with 1 foot in front of the other can be nice, rather than having them stacked. Okay, so make sure you stay comfy. Okay. We're going to do a little bit of breathing next. And with this one, actually, if you want to lay down, you could lay down. If you're feeling tired tonight, and This is just kind of the house rules. If you feel really fatigued and you just want to come to class and listen, I'm okay with that. Let one of us know if that's ever happening. They can set you up in a reclining position and you can just listen to the class and just be here, you know, you kind of absorb the teachings that way. If you ever just are in the moment and are feeling like, I don't want to do what she's doing, I'm not sure what's happening, find a safe position to lay down in. You can even lay down on one of the couches. I'm okay with that too. lay on the back. A good position, if that's happening and you really need just to take a break, is to lay down with your knees bent and your feet on the floor, like this. Okay. Or you can always lay, you know, you can lay on your side. All right. Those are always options. So for the next thing we're going to do, if you need to lay down right now, I'm going to invite you to do that. If you want to stay seated, that's fine too. You can come back to that position.
Mm-hmm. We have a request to dim the lights. Is that okay?
I think so. I'm noticing that the computer's doing something weird here. Oh my.
Okay, so.
Col C, comma, 682.
I don't know where the switches are.
That's them.
That's them.
Mm-hmm. But don't make it too dark. Yeah.
Okay, well,
somehow.
That's
good.
This is half on.
Okay. Yeah.
I can try.
Oh, that better? That's better. Yeah, this is
better. Okay.
All right. Bear with me. This died.
Then you'll feel a fullness in the body, and it may not be in the belly, it might be somewhere else. But see if you can encourage the breath to go down where the hands are resting, so that you actually feel something happen at the lower part of the belly. When you exhale, you'll feel an emptying start. So there's a gentle fullness each time you breathe in, and a gentle relaxation each time that you breathe in. Notice that the breath has these two separate parts. There's a breath in and a breath out. And we're going to add in some mantra, which is basically you're saying something to yourself as you're breathing in and breathing out. Besides the two portions of the breath, the inhale and the exhale, there are two natural transitions between the inhale and exhale, and between the exhale and inhale. So the next time that you bring breath in, can you say to yourself, I accept? Because we're accepting the breath into the body. It also can be thought of as accepting the current circumstances that we're facing. As you breathe out, say to yourself, I give. Not only are we giving the breath back into the world, but we can think of that as, you know, giving energy, giving time, giving whatever other gifts that we have to give others. What was the phrase again?
Inhale is I accept, and exhale is I give. We'll do that for maybe four or five more rounds of breath. Inhale and accept. Exhale and give. And then adding in a saying or a mantra during the pauses. And these pauses don't have to last very long. So don't hold the breath to an uncomfortable degree. Just let the breath flow nice and smoothly. After you're inhaling and saying the words, I accept, at the pause, at the top of the inhalation, before you begin to exhale, say the words, I'm grateful. Because we're very grateful for this breath that we have just been given. So inhale, I accept, pause, I'm grateful. Then exhale the same, I give, And at the pause at the end of the exhalation, we say, I trust, because we trust that the breath is actually going to come back to us. So the whole pattern is inhale, I accept, pause, I'm grateful, exhale, I give, pause, I trust. Inhale, I accept, pause, I'm grateful, exhale, I give, and pause, I trust. Just do that 3 or 4 more times. And if you forget one of the mantras, don't worry. And then finish relaxing the mind, letting the body just breathe. And then if you are still sitting, I'm going to ask that you join your classmates and go ahead and lay down on your back. You're welcome to keep the bolster, the purple bolster, underneath the knees and have something under the head. And we're going to do just a little bit of movement. If the lights are bothering you, if you happen to be laying right under a set of lights, and you don't want to watch, you can just listen. We have eye bags, so if anyone needs an eye bag, let me know. So we're going to do a little bit of movement just to help the major parts of the body get a little bit of blood flow and a little bit of activity. Okay, this is a series that we often do in the Monday-Tuesday class. It's something that we do with our breath, and one of the things that makes yoga different from other forms of exercise is that we actually move with our breathing. So I'm going to show you a very slow version of this to start out with. And you can just listen to the instructions if you've got your eye bag. Okay. So if you could, and you'll need to move the blanket if it's over you because you're going to be moving your legs around a little bit. So if you could, let's everybody start with the legs over the bolster if that's comfortable. If it isn't comfortable for you, then leave your knees bent and your feet on the ground. And let's pull the right knee into the chest. Okay, so I'm going to show up here. And just hold on to that right knee. And just notice what it feels like to have that right knee pulled in. A little bit of stretch on your groin, stretch on the hip, a nice sensation across the lower back. And then continue to hold your right knee with your right hand and let your left hand come to the floor. And then as you take a breath in, you're going to pull your right knee over to the right. Keep it bent. Open up the groin. Try to keep the rest of your body the way it was. So your left hip and leg and hand are still down on the floor. This is going to stretch the inner thigh. Good. And then we're going to pass the knee to the left hand. So to the center. And then hold the front of the knee with your left hand. Let your right hand go to the floor. And as much as feels comfortable to you, as you breathe out, you're going to bring your knee across the midline of your body. Now, as you do this, it can just be a little bit where your knee crosses the midline and your right buttock is still on the floor. Or it can be more of a twist where your right buttock actually comes off the floor and you move a little bit deeper into that same position. You always want to move to your comfort level. And then come back into the center. Just Take both of your hands and hold behind your hamstring, behind the back of the thigh. And lift up your foot toward the ceiling any amount, so the knee can stay bent a lot, or you can take it more towards a straight leg, just to stretch the back of the leg a little bit. And if the back is sensitive with this, you can always keep your other knee bent, if that's helpful. Keep your head and shoulders relaxed. And then bend that knee back into the chest. You can grab both hands in front of your shin. And then we're going to straighten out the leg. If you're pretty strong in your back, you can let the leg go long. If you're not so strong in your back, put your foot down on the floor with your knee bent. And then slide the foot out along the floor. And then take both of the arms toward the ceiling, so make your arms like railroad tracks. You're going to reach your hands up toward the ceiling. The hands are parallel to each other. And then just see, can you get the arms any further over your head? Don't go until there's any pain, but just to wherever you want to stop. And then let your arms travel that same track back down to the side of the body. So now they're back to your sides. So arms back to the sides. After you've stretched, we're going to do that again, so you'll get another chance to stretch those arms. And then as you're breathing out, you're going to pick up your left knee and bring it into the chest. And hang on to the left knee with your left hand and let your right arm stay on the ground. We're just going to pull that knee in. And then as you take a breath in, go ahead and pull that left knee out to the left. So you're opening up the left thigh toward the ceiling a little bit. And then bring that knee back into the center. Switch arms. Hold the knee with your right hand. Lay your left arm on the floor. And this is an exhalation. Pull it a little bit across or a lot across, whatever comfort level feels good to you. So remember not to do anything that's hurting. If there's ever any positions that I'm asking you to do that don't feel right or it's hurting your back or any other part of your body, there's always an alternate. Roll yourself back to the center. Get both hips on the floor. Take your hands behind your thigh, and then start to lift your foot up toward the ceiling, just to stretch the back of the leg, any amount. Keep your head and your shoulders on the floor. And then bend your left knee into the chest as you exhale, pull that knee in, and clasp the hands in front of the shin. And again, the two ways to put the leg down, if you're pretty strong in your back, you can just lay the leg down. If you're not so strong in your back, put your foot on the floor and then slide your foot out toward the other foot. And then as you take a breath in, now let's let the arms go. Again, like they're railroad tracks, you're going to go toward the ceiling and all the way up and over, as far over the head as feels good to you. There are props. If you can't get them all the way to the floor, you can put them maybe on your blocks or put them on your bolster behind your head, so you don't strain. Okay. Then relax the arms down to the sides. I just want to check in with everybody. Are all of those movements doable for everyone in a comfortable range of motion? And please don't hesitate to say no, they're not comfortable for me.
Not entirely.
Okay. So what I'm going to have you do, do you have an eye bag on? No. Okay, so you can see. So which ones are not so comfortable for
me? It's new.
Is it the laying down?
That's the problem. As soon as down, I just have to take a moment and go to my side.
Okay.
So if I just go really slowly.
Yeah, go at your pace.
Yeah.
We're going to repeat that same pattern again. And as I take other people faster, you just keep on slow. And these guys can show you the next thing, so that you can. if it's
hard to need to.
And just do the best you can, also grab your britches.
Yeah.
If it starts to bug you and you really just want to lay still, another option would be to grab one of these chairs, the black chair, and put it under her shin so that she can just rest, okay? So if you just decide you don't want to do it,
okay.
The legs up usually helps the back too, okay? All right, so we're going to try that again. So let's start out again with the arms over the head. This is kind of the beginning position. This is an inhale. So feel how when you take your arms over your head, the breath really can come into the lungs. You kind of stretch through the belly. And then as you're exhaling, I want everyone to bring that right knee into the chest. And you're going to hold on to it with just the right hand. Then as you take an inhalation, pull the knee out to the right side. Try not to roll too far to the right. It's just the leg that moves. As you take an exhalation, you're going to pass your knee to your left hand. Your right arm can come to the floor and come into a little bit of a twist. This is the second time we've done it, so maybe that hip wants to leave the floor about an inch or two. It doesn't have to, but it might want to give a little bit bigger movement there. Then as you breathe in the next time, you're going to roll into your back. Take the hands behind your thigh and lift that foot up any amount. And if it's too hard to lift the foot up, just keep the knee bent. Then as you're exhaling, wait for your exhale to bring your knee into your chest. Let that thigh being pressed up against the abdomen help push the breath out of the lungs. And then wait for your inhalation. Take your foot down to the floor. Raise your arms up and over the head. Stretch the whole body out. Then on the exhalation, we're going to go to the left side. Left knee pulls into the chest. Hold it with your left hand. When you inhale the next time, pull the knee out to the left. When you exhale the next time, pull the knee over to the right. Maybe let the left hip leave the floor a little bit if it feels okay. When you inhale the next time, roll yourself into the center. Hold behind your thigh. Let your leg lift up toward the ceiling. When you're exhaling, your knee is going to come into your chest. Pull it in towards your belly. Then as you breathe in, let the left leg go to the floor. Let the arms raise up and over the head. Nice and long through the body. Maybe open the mouth, a yawn here. Stretch long. Beautiful. We're going to do that one more time. So exhale the right knee to the chest and wait for your breath. Don't do it necessarily when I say, but really watch and follow your own breath cycle. When you inhale, bring your knee out to the right. When you're exhaling, bring your knee to the left and switch hands on the leg. When you're inhaling, roll to your back. Grab behind your leg and take your foot toward the ceiling. When you're exhaling, bring your knee into your chest. When you're inhaling, lengthen everything out. Then when you're exhaling, you're going to bring your left knee into your chest. When you inhale, let your left knee go out to the left side. On the exhalation, bring your knee across to the right and switch hands. Inhale to the center, hold behind your leg and let the foot go toward the ceiling. Exhale, bring your knee into your chest. And the last inhale, we're going to lengthen everything out. Stretch the arms overhead, stretch the legs long, make the body very extended. Take a couple of breaths in that position. Good, and then let the arms relax to the sides. And just kind of check in to see what the body feels like now. So you've moved a lot of the major muscle groups in the body. Does it feel like you got some good blood flow? Was it comfortable for everybody? Mostly comfortable, yeah? So this is something that you can do. I actually like to do it at night before I go to bed because it just gives, especially if I've been driving a lot or sitting on the couch, we get into that kind of slumpy position, can help to get the body a little more comfortable for sleep. It's also something you could do in the morning to wake up everything. Okay. So what I'm going to have us do now is we're going to set up for a couple of mudras and for a resting position. And what I'd like for you to do is the assistants are going to come around. If you do not have your bolster under your knees, I'm going to ask that you bend them and bend them one leg at a time. And we'll go ahead and put the bolster under the knees. If anyone's back is still not happy in this position, please let us know and we'll bring more bolsters. Okay, and Justin, can you lift your feet up? I just don't want your feet on the ground like that. It's usually not so happy on the feet, yeah. You've got really long legs. Do you need an extra bolster there? Are you okay? Under your knees?
No, I'm fine. I'm halfway down right now.
Oh, yeah, that's it too. That's fine. Okay. So we're going to do a little series of mudras, and mudras are hand gestures. So these are really simple ones. You're not going to need to see what I'm doing to do it. Basically, what the mudras help us to do is to become aware of different parts of the body. And Tony, give her one more under her ankles. Two, three. So her feet aren't dangling. You can take that one there. Yeah. And anyone else would like an eye bag? Raise your hand. Do you take your glasses off? I do need to leave the lights on for the recording, but if you would like the eye bag, just let us know. You can have your own personal nighttime. Bring your hands so that you can touch your pinky fingertips together. So you can put your elbows down on the floor beside you and just have the hands kind of in front of your abdomen. And you're going to touch your right and left pinky fingertips together, only the pinky fingertips. So guys, if you see people aren't understanding, just go show. So just this, yeah. Don't let any other part of the hand touch except for the pinky fingertips. So right pinky fingertip and left pinky fingertip touch together. And go ahead and let the eyes close again. Suzanne, you can use your eye bag if you want to. So when we do mudras, it's basically we're touching different fingers and parts of the hand together. I like to think of it almost like tuning a radio to a specific radio station. Now we have all these different radios that give us different types of music. When we do mudras, we're trying to tune into a specific place in the body. Notice in your body, and Tony, could you support Michelle's elbows a bit with something soft? Maybe a pillow from the sofa or something if you need two things. Notice where your breath feels the most full and apparent in your torso as you touch just the pinky fingertips together. And you might need to take a little bit of a deeper breath in order to feel something, so that's fine. Just kind of take a nice deep breath in through the nose. Where does the fullest sort of expansion start to happen with that breath in? And if someone could also support Art's elbows, so anyone's elbows that aren't on the ground, just so they can relax their arms. And then change the pinkies to the ring fingers. So separate the pinkies and touch just the tip of the ring fingers together. So just the pad. Some of you are going a little more to the side, so really just the pad of the fingers, yeah. And the other hand, part of the hand can be straight, or if you can curl it if you need to. So whatever you need to do to make it comfortable. And And I'm going to ask the same question. Where does the breath seem the fullest? In the torso. So from the floor of the pelvis all the way up to the throat. Do you notice movement and fullness, inhalation? And if you don't feel anything, don't worry. And then let the ring fingers separate. And you're going to do the same with the middle fingertips, just pressing very gently those middle fingertips together and noticing if you sense a difference in the breath. In the location of the breath. Have we tuned the radio to a different station? And then let those separate and touch the index fingertips together. Does the breath shift? Stay really aware of what sensations are coming from the body. Good. And then lastly, just the thumbs, the tip of the thumb. And where do you feel your breath move in the body? Now the last one I want us to do is to put all 10 fingertips together. So thumb to thumb, index to index, middle to middle, ring to ring, and pinky to pinky. And as if you were holding on to a round object. So let your fingers be kind of round. And just feel the breath as you breathe in. Imagine that as you're breathing in, that the breath could go from the nose all the way down the length of your body, all the way down to the floor of your pelvis. You can imagine almost like you poured the breath into a glass. When you pour water into a glass, it fills it from the bottom, kind of goes down into the glass. So think about the breath kind of doing that same thing. And then as you exhale, imagine that the breath is like being like water being drunk out of a straw, so it comes up. From the base of the body, the floor of the pelvis, the exhale travels up through the belly, the lungs, the throat, and out through the nose. So inhale from nose to the base, all the way down the length of the spine, and exhale from the base back up to the throat and out the nose, and do that three more times, that image of the breath moving down on inhale, and up on exhale. And when you've done your three breaths, you're going to let your hands rest down on the floor. If they're more comfortable on your body, that's fine, or you can rest them down on the ground beside you. If you've got stuff under your elbows, you can move that to where it's maybe just under your wrists and hands. Turn the palms to face the ceiling. And did you feel anything? Did the breath change position with those different fingers? Yeah? Did anyone notice a trend? Yeah, did anyone notice that the trend went from the top to the bottom? Did anyone notice that the trend went from the bottom to the top? Did anyone feel like it jumped all over the place? If you don't feel anything, don't worry. It just, sometimes we feel it, sometimes we don't feel it. About 80% of people feel the bottom to top. So the pinky finger, you feel it in the lower part of your belly, like right above your pubic bone. The ring finger, you feel in the, around the navel. The middle finger, you'll feel kind of at your solar plexus. The index finger is in the chest, and the thumb is up in the collarbone area. And then about 20% will feel it in the other direction. And there are, that's 100%, but there are a few people that kind of feel it jump around a little bit, okay? So what I invite you to do, if you did feel something for sure, wherever you have cancer in your body, this is the finger that was together that was in that region. So if you have breast cancer, it's usually going to be the index fingers together. If you have cancer in the reproductive organs, it's going to be the pinky finger, or you can do pinky and ring together for that. Wherever the cancer tends to be in the body, use the finger that's that region. And I'll go over that again. It's actually in your notes. You'll have notes. And you can use that as a mudra just to bring energy. And what we call energy in yoga is prana. When we're breathing in, we're actually drawing life force into our bodies. And it will concentrate the life force in that part of your body. Okay. The one that we did at the end where we had all the fingers together kind of puts life force everywhere. So that's always a good one too. You can just give yourself as much life force in all the different areas of the torso as you can. So we're going to just rest now for a few minutes. Feel free to use your eye bags. If you're cold, let us know. We can cover you up. So if you're cold, raise a hand. And this is a pose that we do at the end of class called Shavasana. And it's a relaxation position that allows us to find a very still place to integrate the work that we've done during the practice. So the first thing that I want you to check in with is that you're physically comfortable. And try to relax and let go of any muscle tension that you're still kind of holding on to. So if you notice that your jaw is tight, or your tongue is rigid within your mouth, just let all that go. Let the expression on the face relax. And then let your breath move through your body. Don't have to focus on it. Just let it flow in and out in a very comfortable and relaxed way.
similarly, let your mind relax around the thoughts. So not trying to create a story around any thought that comes up, just kind of letting the thoughts come in and the thoughts go out. So take a deeper, more conscious breath and wiggle your fingers and wiggle your toes. And to come out of this position, let your knees bend one leg at a time and put your feet on the ground. And then traditionally in yoga we roll to the right, but if you have surgery or port or anything going on that right side and it's better for you to roll to the left, roll to your left. So pick whichever side is more comfortable. And then the top hand, you're going to use that hand to push down into the floor so that you push your body up and let your head kind of come up last. So roll to the side. Use the top arm to push yourself up and come back up to a seated position. All right. So we're going to bring our hands together and we're going to do our om again three times. Okay, just to kind of seal our time. So as you're ready, you're going to breathe down into the lower part of the abdomen, and we'll chant that om three times together. So after the inhale, classes, it's tradition to say the word namaste to each other, and then that means that the light that's in me sees and honors the light that's in all of you, and we realize that we're the same. Namaste. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. I'm going to turn this stuff off, and if you guys have any questions.